DW.
Tens of thousand tons of lead ammunition are still sold in Europe alone every year. David Scullin is a senior conservation manager with FACE, which is the Federation of Associations for Hunting and Conservation in Europe. The group represents more than 7 million hunters in 36 European countries. I asked him for his position on the banning of lead shot, firstly in accordance with the International Agreement to Protect Wetland Birds, also known as AWA.
Well, FACE has a clear position on phasing out lead shot for hunting in wetlands. We've had this position for a number of years, and this is really recognizing that this phasing out is in line with the principle of wise and sustainable use, and it's also a position that really pushes our members to also work with their national governments to better implement the AWA agreement and phase out lead shot over wetlands. And that process has gone reasonably well, but we have a number of parties that have not yet phased out lead shot over wetlands.
And why is that? What is the problem about phasing out lead shot?
It's, I would say, multifaceted in some cases. Our members have actually called on national governments to phase out lead shot over wetlands, and then for one reason or another, it just hasn't been a priority for those governments. Wildlife ministries have many, many issues to deal with.
But there are alternatives available.
Yes, there are. We now have a number of countries that use steel completely, like Denmark, the Netherlands, part of Belgium, and they are in general satisfied with the alternatives. And they are also economically feasible, the same price and in some cases cheaper than lead shot.
Now, we've been talking about wetlands. Does this only apply to wetlands?
The issue of lead poisoning is, it has been shown to be wider than wetlands. But our focus is, we have a clear position on phasing out lead shot over wetlands. But there are many, many debates within the hunting community about lead ammunition.
But, I mean, we know that lead is highly poisonous, so should it not be in everybody's interests to keep lead out of hunting?
Yes. From many environmental NGOs' perspective, this is what they call for. Within the hunting community, the debate is much more mixed in that you have, for example, some alternatives for rifle bullets in the big calibers, but you don't have, you know, tested alternatives for many calibers of rifle, for example.
Would you be happy to eat game which had been shot using lead?
Yes, and I eat game frequently. There is advice now from several countries on how to manage game meat shot with lead ammunition. For example, the approach in Sweden, in their national food agency, they have clear recommendations on how to cut around the wound channel a certain distance to remove the game meat that is contaminated with lead. You also have some other advice on lead shot birds, in that you can remove parts of the meat that are, for example, bruised or contaminated by lead shot. It's generally a concern for pregnant women or younger children. So the advice is, you know, important in that context. DW.